Wholesalers, welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, have you been out and seen the new Wholesaler Masterminds app? And by the way, if you've gone out and got an app, how well do you enjoy the one-of-a-kind, the exclusive, never-to-have-been-seen-before Komodin Caffeine Finder? I defy you to not put that to use as you're out traveling around the territory. Wholesalers, I got a great guest today, a guest that I'm going to take a guess many of you have seen or heard or read out in your territories, working with your advisors, maybe at broker-dealer meetings, because he's been around for quite some time and he's quite good at what he does. Bill Cates is the author of Get More Referrals Now and Don't Keep Me a Secret. Now, through his books and his speeches and his video training program, Bill revolutionized the way that financial services professionals of all types are growing their business with referrals and other relationship marketing strategies. And he's sponsored by wholesalers in their efforts to bring value-added programs to advisor clients. Now, when you watch the website, I'll hook you up with all of his links, and you can buy his book and all that good stuff. But in the meantime, Bill Cates, let me welcome you to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thanks, Rob. Great to be here.
So I know that when you talk to wholesalers about their business, you encourage them to become a student of referrals, and then you want to teach what they have learned. Can you elaborate on that a bit, please?
Sure. There are two ways that wholesalers can use the referral process, so to speak. Number one, they can use it for themselves, obviously, to get referred to those big producers, to get to those guys or gals in the corner office. I was working with a wholesaler group the other day, had a huge territory. It was a small wholesaler group to cover the whole country. And so they needed referrals to make their travel and make their activities more effective and efficient. And so certainly they can do that for themselves. But then what happens is a dynamic that gets created that when a wholesaler learns to get good at referrals, he or she can become that referral coach to their advisors. It's a great way for them to bring that value added, of course, and those sales ideas that they like to bring. It's a way into a relationship. It's a way to expand the relationship. And the beautiful thing that happens is when a wholesaler teaches an advisor what they know about referrals, what they've learned about referrals from me or anybody else, then the whole conversation gets transparent. And it gets much easier to have that referral conversation because it's one of the reasons for the relationship. It becomes a key element in the relationship. So that's kind of what I mean by becoming a student of referrals, using it for yourself, and then transferring it to other advisors.
So, Bill, in your work, in my coaching practice, wholesalers generally have trouble with referrals. They have trouble asking for them. They have trouble even approaching the concept. What do you think the biggest obstacle is for wholesalers not getting introductions?
Well, it's a lack of confidence, really. You know, in the absence of confidence is what? Fear, doubt, uncertainty. You know, asking for referrals, stimulating referrals in different ways that we teach, it's not rocket science. It's pretty easy to understand. These guys get it. There's some mistaken assumption or some awkwardness that they're feeling, and it's stopping them. Sometimes they're afraid of looking needy or unsuccessful. Sometimes they're afraid of pushing, hurting a relationship. Sometimes they're afraid of an advisor saying, no, I don't want to refer to anybody, or, I want to keep you to myself or whatever. So, especially in the wirehouses, where they get so competitive. But that's just mistaken thinking and limiting beliefs. And so, one really, first of all, has to make a decision to get good at referrals, right? They have to decide, okay, this is how I'm going to make my goals this year, And then they start to go about the business of learning it and then being willing to face their fears. And what they experience is the same thing advisors experience. And that's another reason why if they can crack through whatever limiting thinking or awkwardnesses they may feel around this and find a strategy, find an approach, find verbiage that works for them, then, man, they become great teachers and great coaches for their advisors, and everybody wins.
So I know that you have this simple strategy. How can we generate great referrals without even asking for them? So predicated on our last bit of discussion, if folks are reticent to even ask for referrals for all the aforementioned reasons, and you have some secret sauce that allows them to generate great referrals without even asking for them. Clearly, this is something we need to know more about. Please tell us more.
Well, there's really two elements to getting referrals. Three elements to getting referrals without asking. Number one is to be highly referable. And obviously, I know that every wholesaler is working on forming better relationships with advisors. And some advisors let you in, and some are rude to you, and everything in between. So you got to be referable. And you got to see the value, obviously, not just in the funds you offer, the annuities you offer, or whatever it is. They also have to see the value in the relationship with you. That's what creates referral. So they got to work on that. Number two, something called the value discussion, where we check in. You know, how are we doing? Let's put the market aside. Let's put fund performance aside for a minute. How am I doing with you? How's our communication? How's the relationship? This value check-in, this is huge. It's huge for advisors. It's huge for wholesalers. I can't tell you how many advisors that I've coached with this and taught with this and, you know, being sponsored by wholesalers around the country that get referrals without asking, right? I just had Robin as an advisor in Phoenix. Just got referred to a $1.3 million client. She was just checking in. How are we doing? All right, let's put the market aside for a second. How am I doing? How's our communication? And without even asking, the client got in touch with the value and then, boom, gave a referral. So the value discussion, that checking in and making sure the communication is where it needs to be is a big part of the mix here. And then finally, we teach things like promoting referrals, different things you can say. I've kind of become well known for the phrase, don't keep me a secret. I didn't invent it, but I kind of brought it to this process here. And a lot of people know that. It's the title of one of my books. You know, don't keep me a secret. Don't keep us a secret. Don't keep our story a secret. You know, we're never too busy to bring this good work to other people you care about. Lots, you know, on your outgoing voice message, right? When somebody calls you up and you have an outgoing voice message, you say, hey, you know, this is Bill Cates with XYZ. Please leave a message to the tone. And if you refer to us, please let us know who we need to thank. If you referred to us, please let us know who we need to thank. Just that celebration of referral. So building a culture of personal introductions can create referrals without even asking for them.
So wholesalers, great bits of information here. And this notion that Bill touched on about the advisor checkpoint discussion is something that we've written about before. If you jump over to Wholesaler Masterminds, go over to the blog, put in checkpoint meeting in the search bar, you'll actually find the story that we wrote about the importance of advisor checkpoints and Bill's notion about how that weaves into kind of the fabric of getting referrals is so valuable. Bill, this whole notion of VIPS, it's a trademark method that you have, VIPS. What is it, and how do I get a feel for how this flows?
Right. Well, think of the referrals you get as the VIPs of your business. Some people call it VIPs. I call it VIPS because the referrals are the VIPs of our business, and that's how we remember this four-step process. So the V stands for value discussion, value check-in. What I just alluded to before or talked about before, it's, you know, checking in, making sure everything where it needs to be. You got a happy client, so to speak. The I is treat the request with importance. Why do we treat the request for referrals with importance? Because we believe in the work we do. And that's where this referral stuff has to come from. It has to come from a place of believing in the work you do, believing in your story, believing in bringing value to other people. Now, the neat thing for wholesalers when they're working with advisors is a little different than advisors working with their clients, because with wholesalers, you can be a little more transparent around this. You don't have to be quite as soft as an advisor might have to be with a client. But treating with importance. How you treat it with importance? I got an important question to ask you. Rob, you know, I'm glad our relationship is on solid footing, and, you know, because of that, I have an important question to ask you. I was hoping we could brainstorm a little bit, see if we can identify some of your colleagues that should at least know about us. That's the P, permission to brainstorm. We're not plowing ahead. We're getting buy-in to have the conversation. And then S stands for suggest names and categories, and that's where you really want to come prepared. So from a wholesaler standpoint, he or she wants to come with names of other advisors that your client advisor probably knows, likely knows. If it's in a wirehouse, a list of other people in the firm. If it's independence of other people in the area or in the Financial Services Association. But coming prepared, that is the best way to ask for referrals. Say, hey, you know, I know you know George Jones. How do you feel about introducing me to George? And sometimes they, you know, they won't introduce you to that person. Maybe they feel very competitive with that person, or they think that person's a jerk or whatever. But it gets the flow going. It gets the conversation going. They say, look, you know, I don't want to introduce you to that person. You don't want to know him anyway. In fact, I don't think he's interested in what you do. But I do have somebody that I think you should know. And then, boom, you know, you're off and running with that conversation. So, you know, that coming prepared is huge. We've all made this mistake. You know, who do you know we can help? Who do you know should know about us? Well, better than nothing. And sometimes you can luck into a referral that way. But you're always better off coming prepared. So real quick, I'm glad to see the value in the work we're doing. You know, I'm glad our relationship's on solid footing. And because of that, you know, I've got an important question to ask you. I hope we can brainstorm a little bit, see if we can identify some advisors out there that you care about, your colleagues, your friends in the business you think should be aware of the work I do. In fact, I've got a couple names to run by, people I think I can serve pretty well, and I was just, you know, wondering if you'd be willing to open a couple doors for me. Can I run it by you just to see what you think? And out of curiosity, you know, your advisor client of yours is going to say, well, who do you got in mind? And now you're into the conversation. So it's real simple. It's not, we're not manipulating anybody. We're not trying to trick anybody. We're just having a conversation based on the fact that people enjoy the relationship we have.
Bill, there's two things that strike me about this. One, and it's specifically around the coming prepared piece, right?
Yes.
Not just walking in with the who do you know who thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that strikes me is, because we've coached to it, is the power of social media / LinkedIn to be able to unearth the people that you actually want to ask about. The other thing that strikes me is wholesalers, for those of you that are using Steve Delano's Market Metrics product, to be able to go through and ask specifically about offices in the neighborhood of the same broker-dealer where you recognize the office and you recognize who the principal of that office is. You know, this fits right into what Bill is talking about. This is your ability to go in and say, from the market metrics data, you know that in that community there's another office of LPL that's slugging away doing $10 million a year, say, in VA business, and you know who the principal is in that office. That fits right in, Bill, with them being able to say, how can I, you know, do you know Jack at the office up on 4th and Main? May I be allowed to ask for a referral?
I believe that we start specific. We start with Jack. We start with those folks that we're pretty sure they know these people, or a good chance they know these people. That's where we start. And then we can open up from there. We can say, you know, maybe they don't want to refer you to Jack, or maybe they got somebody else to say, well, look, if you were in my shoes, who would you be trying to work with, right? And that's where we can just create a little empathy for our situation. And if you have a decent relationship with these folks, then they'll open up to that. And this is all relationship specific. If you don't have a, you know, strong relationship, but they still like you and kind of, you know, they're letting you in a little bit, you can still ask for referrals and say, you know, what about him? What about her? You know, do you think they should at least be aware of what, you know, of what we do? Should they at least be aware of what we do?
So, Bill, our time is ticking away. Let me mention one thing to our wholesalers and then wrap up with one more question. Wholesalers, Bill has been gracious enough to write an article for us in the upcoming edition of I Carry the Bag magazine, the official magazine of wholesaling. If you're not subscribed, jump out to iCarryTheBag.com, get a subscription for yourself, get a free one for your internal wholesaler as a bonus. Bill, here's my last question. What is this distinction between a referral and an introduction?
Sure. The distinction is, in my mind at least, is a referral is when someone says, you know, hey, call George Smith, call Mary Jones, you know, mention my name, you know, have at it. Better than nothing. But you know, it's really hard to get through to people these days. I mean, it's hard enough to get through to people that already like you and know you, right? Let alone the strangers out there. And you know, every top producer out there has got a gazillion wholesalers calling on him or her. So we got to get introduced these days. We got to have the door open for us a little bit. We got to have it paved the way. You know, we got to have our advisor putting a good word in for us or opening the door. So, we got to think in terms of introductions. And in my mind, that's certainly what I teach wholesalers and advisors, is you're not done until you have the introduction, right? You can't take action until you have that introduction. Now, you won't always get the introduction, and I'm not saying you don't call a peer referral. I'm not saying you don't call George Jones and say, hey, Mary Smith suggested I call you. Certainly, if that's all you have, you do it, and sometimes that's enough. But if you can create that introduction, and the key ingredient in creating the introduction is talking about What do you think you need to say to George to get him willing to take my call? Or tell me a little bit about Mary's practice and why you think that what I do would be a good match. And, you know, how do you think she'll react to this introduction? So talk about this a little bit, and you're going to get a better introduction. Your referral source can be a little more engaged in actually making it happen. And then always set a time frame, right? Always get to agree on, you know, when should I follow up with Mary, or when should I follow up with you to see how she reacted. Email is certainly a very efficient way to get introduced. It's one of many ways. So that's what we need these days.
Bill, I thank you for sharing your valuable information with our listeners at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
And I'll look forward, wholesalers, to welcoming you back to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.